always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Shots near Trump. I'm Chuck Sievertson. The former president's not hurt. Shots were fired while he was playing golf at his course in West Palm Beach, Florida. A man's in custody. No word who he is. The Secret Service says it doesn't know if the man got off any shots or if all the bullets came from their agents. The man drove away. Martin County deputies spotted the car, says Sheriff William Snyder.
Two of my MARC units picked up the vehicle. We followed it for a bit. We were able to contain it using some of our bigger vehicles that we use for specialized stops. We got the vehicle stopped.
And Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw.
In the bushes where this guy was is an AK-47 style rifle with a scope, two backpacks which were hung on the fence that had ceramic tile in them, and a GoPro, which he was going to take pictures of.
Vice President Harris and Governor Walz condemning the incident. This is ABC News. The trial of the man suspected of stabbing to death four Idaho college students is being moved as his lawyers wanted, citing media publicity. Brian Koberger has been taken by plane from the Lata County Jail, where the killings happened, to Ada County, where his upcoming trial will take place. As the Boeing strike set to continue this week, Union President John Holden says they'll begin mediated talks with Boeing and federal officials on Tuesday. Though Holden reiterates that they remain prepared for the long haul should Boeing not be prepared to negotiate.
I don't know how fruitful they'll be, but we're going to state our members' desires and their demands in no uncertain terms and keep pushing that forward.
A missile fired by Yemen's Iran-backed rebels landed in an open area in central Israel today and triggered air raid sirens at its international airport in the latest reverberation from the nearly year-long war in Gaza. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know it.
All right, Max Inc. Radio. Welcome Saturday night, everybody. How you doing? My name is Rocker. I'm here with Rob Roberts.
I got to tell you, Rocker, I was super confused this morning. I was driving around and there's all these red A's on all the cars.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on, Rocker? No, did you get to watch the game?
No, you know, I didn't see the game, but I live over by the airport, so they had the...
you heard the festivities kick off, right?
Well, they had the flyby, I guess, today.
So. They did. I heard it at my house as well. Yeah, for sure. It was crazy, right?
Those are the F-35s, our new planes over there at Truax Field. Hey, we would like to thank listeners, and if you are listening here on the Civic Media Radio Network, you know, download the app. It's a great thing to have. You can text in, you can call from the app. But we'd like to thank listeners out here in Madison, 92.7 FM, WMDX, WXCO 98.9 FM up in Wausau, and WAUK 101 FM out in Waukesha. We have a great show tonight. We'll tell you about it in a minute, but we're going to get right into a top-of-the-hour double dip. We're going to premiere some new music. I just got it in. Bing Bong. They're going to be here in the lair in a couple of weeks. But right now, they're going to be releasing a new album. Bing Bong released their first album, Pop Restoration, in 2018. And during the pandemic, their second album, Live from the Dojo, an album born to live streaming sessions. And now their third album, Hip Eponymous, is going to be released in November. And formerly of the Motor Primitives, you remember that band, Rob?
Yeah, I do.
Guitarist, singer, and songwriter Pam Barrett and her husband purchased the Harmony Bar here in Madison a few years back and continue to provide a premier live music venue in Madison on Atwood Avenue. September 28th at the Delta Beer Lab at 4 p.m., Bing Bong will be with the German art students and Max Capacity and the Sellouts. Have you heard of Max Capacity and the Sellouts yet?
No, not at all. Mm-mm.
I want to find out more about them.
Yeah, we need to.
Bing Bong's album release party at the Baroque on Winnebago on November 21st at 7 p.m. here in Madison. For more info, go to bingbongband.com right now. Let's check it out. This song is a finalist for Mama Song of the Year. This is Bing Bong, brand new, Clear Blue Sky, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm not afraid to die. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Back brand new Bing Pong, Bing Bong on Max Inc. Radio, brought to you by local sponsors like Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand blown glass, 3 locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com.
All right, we have a lot of great stuff coming up here tonight, Rob.
I know.
We have an interview with Madison Foodie Facebook group creator Dan Spiffy Newman.
I'm excited. Do you think he'll bring some leftovers? I don't know.
I was wondering where he was going to go out to eat tonight.
Right.
It seems like that guy's out to eat somewhere, you know, every night, right?
Right, right.
Posting and posting on that page. I want to say, I have to look at my notes, like 65,000 users
now.
Right.
That's
here.
Crazy.
Brattoberfest, that's coming up next weekend. Brattoberfest music programmer Michael Alexander will be talking to him on the phone. That's coming up September 20th through the 22nd at the Crystal Grand Theater in Wisconsin Dells. And then tonight, live in the lair, Tom Castle. Tom has been a singer and a folk musician for decades. He's like been captaining sailing ships in the Great Lakes.
All right.
He has a lot of stories, and I think we might hear something about pirates, maybe.
Oh, in the Great Lakes.
I don't know. I don't want to give too much away right away.
All right, I'm excited. I'm intrigued. I cannot wait.
Oh, so yes. Yeah, so lots of great stuff coming up. Also, I wanted to mention, you know, Bing Bong, right?
Yes.
We just heard that brand new music from them and their album release party at the Burr Oak here in Madison on Winnebago Avenue. That's November 21st at 7 p.m. But also, they're going to be playing live in the Lair November 16th. We're going to have Bing Bong right here.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And speaking of Bing Bong, they're also going to be doing a show with the German art students.
Two great bands, Rocker. I just love them.
Well, three because Max Capacity and the Sellouts. I know they have to be great. You can't have a name like that and not be great, right?
Right, exactly, right.
They're going to be September 28th at the Delta Beer Lab in Madison. That starts at 4 p.m. Let's listen to a little bit of totally classic German art students. This song is Punk Rock Car. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
She drives around in her punk rock car. She stays in the city and doesn't go far. Punches the clutch, hits the accelerator. In a cloud of dust, she shouts,
I'll see you later.
There's a tape deck in the dash. The Ramones, the Pixies, the Bleeding, and the Clash. She's driving real safe. She doesn't want to smash. She's gotta go to work. She's gone in a flash. She's going to her job in the punk rock car. Mixtapes on the floor in the punk rock car. They're going to a show in the punk rock car. 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 Packs and her friends, they're going to a show. Their faces are lit up by the dashboard glow. The car is paid for, nobody is owed. Freedom and fun are their cargo. She's gotta go to work in the punk rock car. She's giving people rides in the punk rock car. There are coins on the floor in the punk rock car. Punk rock car. Punk rock car. Color like November sky gray. Who's your dude to garage display? Ignition starts, there's no display. Pop the clutch, she's on her way.
Try to be discreet.
Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. We could talk about it, but we don't talk about it. We could talk about it. I'm a lover again. The script, the writers again foresee. Damn, I feel like I'm a lover again. Damn, I feel like I'm a lover again. We could talk about it, but we don't talk about it.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Nothing and everything is
One on Max Inc. Radio. Before that, Kyle Magda and the Monsoons. You know, I heard, Rocker, that there's some old bunch of shows going on, both for Beth and Kyle. I think that one is in Appleton, right?
Well, Kyle Magda and the Monsoons, they're from Appleton.
Well, okay. That's why they're from Appleton.
But they're playing October 18th at the Red Rooster in Madison.
There's the connection in my
mind.
There's
the connection. Yes.
There it is.
They'll be down here, Red Rooster, October 18th. That's Kyle Magda and the Monsoons. And then Beth Keeley Band, they are doing Flannel Fest, that annual event for the Wisconsin Keep Wisconsin Cool and Warm Fund.
I cannot believe it's time for me to get to the dry cleaners and get the flannel out.
I think it's been, you know, it's like going on 10 years, I want to say.
Oh, yeah. It's a great show. Yeah.
They've raised over $137,000 for that fund. Flannel Fest is taking place at the Barrymore Theater in Madison on November 16th. And you know what? This year they have Blitz and Trapper.
Oh, that's a great group too. Yeah.
And the old 97s.
Yes, yes.
And then a couple of local favorites, the Mascot Theory.
Of course.
Beth Keeley Band.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a couple, maybe a little Kerosene Kite reunion too, whenever those two get together, you know.
That's going to be a great show. That's coming up. You got time to get tickets yet. So head over to the Barrymore and pick some up. You know, Rob, we still have lots of great stuff happening tonight. Dan Spiffy Newman from Madison Foodie, Brocktoberfests, Michael Alexander, Live in the Lair. Now music and interviews. That all happens 6 to 9 p.m. Then 9 to 10, Live in the Lair. We'll do that tonight with Tom Castle. And then 10 to midnight, Rob, Indy 45 with Shane, Christopher, Neil, and then Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts.
Oh, wait, that guy's super great.
Yeah. How did he get his own show?
I don't even know. I don't know how it happened.
And it's all after hours.
Yeah, it's so late. You know, I have to take a nap. Like on Saturdays, sometimes I have to work in three naps just to make everything happen.
The show repeats Sunday 6 to midnight right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, we've been getting a text. We've been getting a couple texts. People love the show. They love the local music. You can call 844-967-2689, 844-96-PARTY, or get the Civic Media app where you can listen anywhere and send us a text. Give us a call. And next week, Rob, in the Lair, September 21st, we have Marsden.
Oh, that'll be a good show, too. All this local music is brought to you by our sponsors like the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. And Herbal Aspect, I drove by them on the way here today. Three locations in Madison, in Winnebago Street University. That's where I drove by. Gammon Road, online at herbalaspects.com. Next up, Rocker, I snuck in some Better Yeti just to get us to the break. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, this song should go right over your head, but if it doesn't, that's your fault, Rob.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. Yeti, we're going to take a quick break here on Mag Sync Radio. We'll be back right after this.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
You don't need to ask permission from anybody but yourself. A little guidance of self-help goes a long way. Your mind's for we'll be right back.
I wanna kiss, wanna hug, wanna dance and cry. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
See that pressure that's on your mind? Is that feeling like you're wasting time?
Amazing songs, rocker in a row, that 7,000 Apart song. I just love it. And it's all brought to you by local local sponsors like Lazy Oaf Lounge, great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, trivia. Visit them today, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison, or online at LazyOafLounge.com.
And, you know, 7,000 Apart.
Yeah.
I was just talking to them. Yeah. I was saying, you know, they're on tour. You know what? They're finishing up their tour tonight up in Kohler, Wisconsin. And I said, hey, would you get, you know, everybody loves your music on Max Inc. Radio. Would you come in and play for us in there? And they said, oh, we're flying out to Sweden on Monday.
Oh, no.
They're going to be there all winter. Yeah. I thought, you know, don't people usually go south?
Yeah, that's
like, what?
It's cold out there.
Yeah, we're flying up. There's it's going to be dark all winter. Yeah. We're just going to, you know, sleep. I don't know.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
Wow, they'll be coming back to Wisconsin for spring and summer, and hopefully we'll get them back. We'll have to wait till spring, till the thaw, Rob.
Yeah.
Then maybe when we can get 7,000 apart.
Yeah, we'll get back on the plane and come back 7,000. Isn't that it? 7,000 miles to Sweden or something?
Yep. A Dem Test Fay band. That was Pressure that we just heard. Friday, September 27th, a Dem will be at Garver Feed Mill in Madison doing an acoustic solo show on the patio. And then October 19th at the Slowpoke Lounge out in, guess where?
Where? Oh, wait, Spring Green. That'll be great.
So that's awesome. And we still have tons of stuff coming up. But right now, let's go to a little Elizabeth Mary.
I feel you.
This is Breathing Girl. She's playing everywhere. Let's find her, Elizabeth Mary Music. She's out on Facebook and all the socials. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
snapping my fingers and tapping my feet while everyone hums along. The soundtrack to my eyes, the soundtrack to my low.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. More local music coming up next.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.